already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in the...
I'm telling you, man, I love that intro. Hood Diesel is doing his thing. He knew that a guy like me need an intro to his show like that. That's why, like it says, rise to the top. Me, Tony Sands, here on the Tony Sands Show with his side boy, B-Love, producing, putting this show together. What's up, B?
How y'all doing out there? We're going to have a good show for y'all today. Let's get into it, Tony.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, the show, we got so many guests on the show today. When you get a chance to have a show where you're able to bring on head coaches from across the county, two of the top head coaches in the country is coming on to this show. That's right, I said it, the Tony Sands Show. Wayne Blair of Boyd Anderson High School and Roger Harriet of University School. We're also bringing on one special guest. This guest here means a lot to me because there's a message in this guest interview, and I had to have this guest on this show. That's right, the Tony Sands Show, to let my listeners know what type of person this is truly is. We're going to get a chance. We're going to get into a little bit of the Heisman race. That's right, the Heisman race. And also, the BCS came out on Sunday, and that thing shook up a lot of people throughout the county and the country. Everybody is wondering, is the SEC and the BCS together? We're going to bring on Shannon. He's going to talk about what? Relieving muscle cramps. Can't stay tuned for that. That's coming up at the 8:25 hour. Yeah, B, that's going to be exciting. All athletes need to understand that, because he want to get into a little bit of last year when LeBron had cramps. It was killing him that LeBron trainers was not able to get these cramps. He's going to tell those that are athletes what you need to prevent cramps, and when a cramp happened, what you need to do to get rid of it. These are a lot of things. This is what's happening here on the Tony Sands Show. I'm telling you, it's going to be, this will be the most exciting show coming to this radio show throughout the country. So stay tuned. We're going to get even to, should Plaxico Burress and T.O. be given an opportunity to play in this game? And then our girl Aquila is coming on later on. With me, B-Love, we're going to do the picks like we did last year versus this year. So I'm telling you, picks with Cooler is going to be exciting. So stay tuned with us here. I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm going to tell you, Cooler did some heck of a picks last week, man.
Still be a yeah. Baby.
That song is gone right now, and my guests are ready. I'm going to tell you, these two guys throughout the country need no introduction. When I say no introduction, but I got to give them an introduction. For those that do not know these guys, I'm going to let them tell you a little bit about their story. First of all, when I talk about, I'm going to introduce Wayne Blair, a guy that built a program. I mean, built it, put the Cobra back into Boyd Anderson. When I introduced Roger Harrod, I call him the architect. If anything, anybody out there that know anything about being an architect, you know, that's the first person to design something. And Roger Harrod has designed University School to where they're known throughout the country. Well, these are my guys. Like I told you, Boyd Anderson High School just beat Miramar. Miramar beat St. Thomas. Wayne Blair is a product of St. Thomas. He played at St. Thomas, went on there to Tulane to be successful. Roger Harrod is also a graduate of St. Thomas, coached up under George Smith. Both of these guys coached up under George Smith. So you understand where they are coming from when it comes down to this football thing. Brian, I'm going to tell you something. Roger is the hottest coach in the country, by far. The hottest coach in the country, by far. Everybody's talking about Roger Harrod, and I know when jobs open up, he will be the first resume that coaches will be dying to get.
I'm just curious, why would you say that? Why would you say he's just curious? Just give me a look back.
I mean, when you look at University School right now, University School has went to Ohio. They beaten everybody here in the state of Florida, and they're beating guys by 30 and 40 points. 30 and 40. Easy. Easy. So people are gonna wanna stay tuned and hear how Roger architect the program and how Wayne Blair rebuilt a program. And this is why I had to bring both of these guys. And you know, they are guys that, you know, I've helped, you know, tutor along the way of this game called football be in their lives. So it's a pleasure to have these guys here. Do I have my guys ready for me? Wayne Blair and Roger Harrod.
Here, man.
You got me?
Yeah.
Rod, you up? We're having a little technical difficulties getting both these guys on. I know they're out and they're doing their coaching thing, but they're trying to take out time to come on the Tony Sands show. And I know it's tough when you're getting coaches in the middle of the season. And at this time, they practicing watching film. These guys here never stop watching. No problem. Rod, what's happening, man?
I'm doing all right, Tony. How you doing?
Man, I am lovely. Anytime I can bring you on a show that either I'm co-hosting a show that I am the architect of, my pleasure. Because I call you the architect, whether you realize that or not. I call you an architect.
Well, I learned it from you. I learned it growing up watching you, so I appreciate the blessing.
You know, I'm not going to turn that compliment down, but I thank you for that. And I'm going to tell you why. When people want to know why I call you an architect, take them back to how you built University School into the powerhouse program that it is.
It took some time to approach to anything that you're building, from whether it's a family or a team or a business sense. I just wanted to make sure that I put a lot of attention on the value of what it means. I believe that, you know, once you're putting yourself in become very attracted to that, and they typically will do whatever it is you need them to do. And as a result of that, you know, we've been able to put a lot of things in place and formulate a substantial amount of support from the community, and it's been a successful road so far. You know, we put little pieces in here and there, and we really coach from a love standpoint more than that. Make sure that our kids and coaches know that we appreciate them and love them, and we try to take a very benevolent type of approach to coaching, because we want to ensure that we go into the X's and O's, you know.
Realize. And I know.
Help, you know. So we try to put it together that way.
And I understand that because I had an opportunity to come out to your program, Rogers School, over the spring, and I did an interview with him, and I spoke with a lot of the kids, and I'm gonna tell you, man, it was special to hear some of the stories that were coming out of that program. Kids coming from the inner city, coming to this program and understanding why Roger demands so much success, because he wants each and every one of his young men to be successful. You don't want them just to go to your program, play for you, and then that's it. He's building a family type atmosphere, right? Because I feel family atmosphere is way stronger than business atmosphere. Family, right, your bond, you know, we got to sweat and tear for it. It's a young man over there. He was going from the football field to play in a symphony the next day.
Oh, yes,
and he was one of the sharpest guys. So, Raj, man, you're the hottest coach in the country. You know that, right?
I didn't know that, man. I definitely appreciate the compliment. You know that I'm a little more modest than that, but you know, I know that we've attracted some attention here, and I think we're extremely fortunate for that, and we're just gonna try our best to stay humble through it and stay focused, keep our eyes on the prize, take it one game at a time, and continue to help our students realize that the value behind being productive citizens.
Now, Raj, you know what comes with when you're the hottest, right? You know what I'm – it's a lot of things come with that territory. Everybody want a hot guy.
Right.
And I'm quite sure if any job come open in the country, they're calling university school to see if they can speak to a Roger Harriet, because I'm going to tell you, man, the job you're doing, we need – we would need you to get in the White House because you're doing a heck of a job.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
You're building an empire over there. And like I said, I doubt if anybody after you would be that successful with that program, because you are the architect. You know, you have the blueprint to that program. And you have the blueprint to making young men successful.
Like I said before, I mean, it's guys like you who I was able to follow behind, and you guys did a great job of exemplifying what it means to be a positive role model and have an exceptional outlook on citizenship and things of that nature, and that leads into leadership, and I firmly believe that with strong leadership, you know, that's a necessity for productivity, and you know, when kids realize that it's definitely an authentic sense, it's a realistic and practical transition with regards to what's expected of them on and off the field. And our kids know that we appreciate and love them, like I said, man. And you know, the X's and O's is an easy transition. So we just try to keep it simple. And my main objective, Tony, you know, that I just really want our kids to understand that it's important to be a good person and do the right thing, and their blessings will follow as a result of it. But we just use football as a tool to establish productive citizens in today's society. I feel like the moral fiber of our country has diminished quite a bit, and we have an opportunity as coaches and educators, mentors and leaders to, point these kids in the right direction and help produce better fathers and husbands and loyal and productive members of society. So that's the real component. As a result of it, you know, we've been winning a lot of games, and we've had a substantial amount of success.
You guys heard it here, what it takes to build a program and be successful. My man Roger Harrod is doing it over at University School. Roger, you keep doing what you do, man, because it's guys like you that's helping in the community that makes the community strong. My pleasure to have you on my show, man. Continue to do what you're doing, because I want to bring you back.
Yeah, I appreciate
because I feel
it.
There's a message behind what you do. So
yeah, I appreciate that, Tony. We definitely are proud of you out here. We appreciate the sacrifices that you've made along the way, and we appreciate the fact that you are giving back to the community. We love you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You heard it. He's giving his boy the love, because I always believe you reach back and you help those that are trying to make that stride to be successful. Now, that was my boy Roger Harry. Now, I'm going to tell you, we got to continue our show, because this next guest is going to be something each and every person want to know why. You know, we had our guest, Julie Corona. She was going to come on the show, but unfortunately, she had a family emergency that took us away from getting into really the recruiting aspect of our show that we wanted to get into. But she'll be back with us hopefully next week. She is our true high school insider when it comes to recruiting. You can call us here at the show if you have any questions for me or my guest at 530-413-9537. That's line one of 530-513-6472. You can talk to myself, or me and my producer is giving it to you. I can't wait for this next guest. I keep on it. It brings chills to me. This is a young lady. Now, understand what I said. A young lady that is doing her thing when it comes to the sports arena. Erin is one of the true pioneers in the game. One of the true pioneers in the game that's making the game what it is. So, without further ado, South Plantation's finest. When I say finest, finest. Erin Dimeglio. Did I pronounce that right, Erin?
It's Erin Dimeglio.
Dimeglio, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm going to let you pronounce that name again for those that are out there that want to make sure that they get your name right. How do you pronounce that again?
Erin Dimeglio.
Hi, Erin, let me tell you, I read your story. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, when I'm reading this story, and I am Tony Sands, and you're here also with my producer, Brian Nathan. But I read your story. Tell me this. I read your story. What was it like going from the gridiron to homecoming queen? What's that like?
It was really funny, because I never imagined that it would be like that. I never thought I would be a quarterback, first of all, and then I never imagined I would be homecoming queen. So it's just all, like, really surprising to me.
Wait a minute. Erin, you said you didn't ever imagine being a quarterback. When you set out to play the game of football, what did you want to be?
Well, I always knew I could throw. I just never thought I would be playing with a boys team. I always played flag football. So, like, I never thought I would be able to, like, try out for the boys team or even play with them.
Now, you said you thought you couldn't try out. What made you think that you, with your skill set, couldn't try out for the boys team?
Well, my flag football coach, Coach Gatewood, he was also the varsity coach, and he told me to come out and throw with the boys during spring, and I did, and, like, I was doing really good. And even though the ball was a little bit bigger, I was throwing good, and even with the pads on, I could throw.
Now, tell me this, Erin. When you walk in the halls of South Plantation, and Coach Gatewood, guys, is one of the best coaches in the country, and he's got to be even special when he has an opportunity and know he probably would take flack from peer coaches. How you letting a female come on and play on your team, because it's going to break down barriers. But when you're walking the halls, do you have people that's telling you, Erin, what is it like to be on the boys team?
Yeah, people in the hallways, they come up to me and, like, they're, like, really nice, and, like, they're all like, oh, it's so cool that you're playing football. And some girls are, like, people ask me for my autograph, which I never thought I would ever have in my life. And, like, it's crazy. I'm really surprised about it all, how supportive everybody is.
And see, it's people like you that have great stories that other young ladies that are probably in that situation, I don't know if I can go out for the boys' team. How would I be accepted? It is women like you that's breaking down those barriers and letting other young ladies know, hey, you can go out for the boys team. You don't have to play the flag. If you have a skill set and you have a talent, go ahead and give it a shot. But let's get back to the game. Now, I want to get back to this game. You're playing football, and football is a brutal sport. I mean, a hard, hard, brutal sport. Am I right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, now tell me this. You go from the football field to homecoming queen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, walk me through that process a little bit. I want to know how, you know, now you got on the helmet, you take off the helmet, you put on a crown.
Well, I'm still a girl. I just play football. So, I mean, every girl's dream is to be like a queen or a princess or something like that. So, I mean, I'm still a girl. I just love playing football, you know?
And that's what people, you know, because I know some people may say, does this take you away from any of your feminine side?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay.
No.
Okay. And imagine now you're handing off to what I would say the best running back in the country.
Yeah.
If he's stepping out of line and he done rent to the wrong hole, do Aaron go up to him and say, hey, Alex, get it together, man. Get back there. Do you tell him that?
Of course. I mean, of course. I'm the quarterback. I have to.
Well, say, Aaron, you are the head when you're on the field. He may be, quote unquote, the star, but you are the engineer when it comes to the football team when you're out on the football field.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm going to tell you, I had to bring you on because the reason why, I also have a niece. She was playing football. And I brought her on my show last year. She was playing Little League football. And one question I asked her, I said, okay, now you're playing Little League football. How far do you take tackle football? And the one question she stated to me is, she said, I guess it ends because I can't play tackle football in high school. I would just have to play flag. What do you tell her and other women that are listening to this show, young ladies, that are thinking like that? What advice could you give them to make them see that there is an opportunity for them on a boys team?
If you love playing, play. Like, and just work as hard as you can to be on.
Did we lose Aaron?
No, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I know you out. I think he was out. What, you out watching the JV? How did your JV team do today?
They lost.
They lost? Okay,
yeah.
All right. I don't know. They may have wanted you to come down there and you know, run that spread and gunsling that ball a little bit.
I mean, they have a pretty good quarterback, so.
Now, how do your dad, because I'm a dad, how do your dad handle you playing football? Because we don't like to see our girls get hit.
Yeah.
We like to cuddle them. How does he have?
It took a bit of convincing to try to convince him to let me play. At first, he didn't want me to get hurt. And then, like, I just convinced him. I was like, Dad, I really want to play. Like, I'm not going to get hurt. And, like, he knows I'm tough, so he let me play. My mom took a lot of convincing because, you know, it's my mom, so. But after a while, she did, and they're really supportive. They come to every game, you know.
Okay. You guys getting the opportunity to hear from Aaron. Say that last name, Aaron, because I'm tongue-tied.
Maglio.
What kind of name? Is that Italian or is just?
Yeah, it's Italian.
It's Italian? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So you one of those. You Italian. I know you got some tough blood in you now.
Yeah.
You tell your parents to continue doing what they're doing with you because they're doing a heck of a job.
All right, I'll let them know.
Take you to listen to Coach Gatewood.
Yes.
And you are going to be successful in anything that you do. It's my pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else that you would like to leave with someone that is listening to this show right now?
I can't think of anything right now, but, I mean, I guess just never give up on your dreams. That's the only thing.
And you said a mouthful, never give up on your dreams. And that is the key. I love having you on. Aaron, you're welcome to come on the Tony Sands Show anytime you get ready. And that's coming from me.
Thank you.
One day I may want to bring you on and let you co-host the show right along with me.
I would love that.
You open to that?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, all right. You tell everyone thank you. It's my pleasure to have you on. You continue to do what you do. Who do you guys play this weekend?
Coral Springs.
Coral Springs, okay. You play them up at Coral Springs or at South Plantation?
It's at Coral Springs.
Hey, if you're in the north area of the county and you want to get a chance to meet Aaron, meet her and watch her play, head up to Coral Springs and get a chance to see this young lady in action because she is the real deal. Aaron, my pleasure. You guys, you give the guys best wishes over there at South Plantation, and you guys continue to do what you're doing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Guys, that was Aaron. Great show. We're going to head into a commercial. Then we're going to come back with the Golden Touch man, Shannon himself, because I want this song to play in its full entirety. Rise to the top. So we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll get back with you with great topics here on the Tony Sands Show.
If you have a need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you gotta get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I'll switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm a lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Hometown looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a Uzi. I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. Straight to the top, that's for show. Two clocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words come from my soul. My story had to be told. Let you see what I see and take you places I be. In my dreams I can fly. In the Lord I can find. Now I'm just flying high. Was made to be the light. And I, in my dreams I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. In the Lord I can find. Was made to be the light. It was and all that I did. Now I rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for the suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this is an hour that this is an education hour part of our show, because we have so many guests that like to call. And if you want to call on and speak to Shannon or speak to myself, you can call us at 530-413-9537. That's line one of 530-513-6472. Call us. Let us know your opinion of what you're thinking about our guest. None other. One of the greatest massage therapists in the game right now. This is the Golden Touch segment. Shannon, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing lovely, man. I am doing lovely. I'm getting a chance to get out and speak to athletes. As you heard, we had the young lady on from South Plantation telling us how she went from the football field in a game and went to homecoming queen. That's exciting. But let's get into the topic of what we have here today, relieving muscle cramps. I'm going to let you take that and run with it.
Okay. Well, muscle cramps is something that athletes get all the time. The cause of cramps is when your body is dehydrated. You can be dehydrated or you don't stretch. Now, if for some reason you are dehydrated and you catch a cramp in your quadricep muscle, the first thing that someone needs to do is compression. There's a protocol for cramps. You do first, you find the cramp, you do compression. You have the athlete breathe slowly to calm them down. After compression, grab both ends of that muscle and you squeeze them together. Compression, and squeeze that muscle together. After you do that, the cramp will subside, but they can cramp back up, so you need to stretch them out as well. After the stretch, you use ice and you ice that muscle. Now,
but Shannon, you said now it killed you, but you said it killed you when you watched LeBron James last year in the playoffs. He was cramping, but the massage therapists or the trainers seemed like they couldn't get the cramp out. What did they need to do?
Man, I was losing my mind. That was my opinion. That was that therapist's time to shine, but he really was lost. If it was me in that situation, once he cramped up, I would have initially went right to compression. Once you grab that muscle and compress on that muscle, that contraction can't move. Contractions are involuntary muscle movement. You press down on that muscle, and it will not move. And that will keep the muscle subsided, and then you go through the rest of the protocol, which is pushing the muscle together, stretching that muscle, and you use ice. Use ice to calm it down. That guy, I don't know, stretching a hamstring, but he had a cramp in the quadriceps muscle. I didn't know what was going on, but I was losing my mind. But that's always, if any type of cramp, you've got to use compression.
Now, you said compression. Let those out there understand what compression means in a simple way. Because, you know, you have
Layman's terms is you use your palm. The palm of your hand, let me use an example. Let's say, for instance, you're in the bed and you catch a charlotte horse. Charlotte horse is a cramp in your hamstring. Okay,
correct.
I'm going to use that as an example. If you have someone in the bed next to you, they can get the palm of their hand pressed in the middle of your hamstring, which we call the belly. You press down. That's called compression. And you hold that compression until that person cramps, subsides. Once you use compression, the muscle has nowhere to go, and it will relax.
So now you're telling me I could be in the bed with my wife, and all of a sudden I feel like I got a cramp. I need to teach her how to compress that muscle.
She needs to compress that muscle. Once she compresses that muscle have nowhere to go. A lot of times, if you do catch a charlotte horse, the first thing they want to do is they bend their leg. That's going to fire that muscle, and you're going to have more pain. You're going to have more cramps.
Fellas, y'all heard that? Y'all need to teach y'all wives, when you cramp up in the bed, to do a compression. Now, I could take that compression all the way up. Am I correct? I can say I'm cramping deep, and that way You know, fella, that's a, to me, that's an inside track on how you can get your lady to touch you when you want her to. Am I right, Shannon?
Yeah, that's a whole other type of
I'm just,
right
hey, Shannon, listen, listen. I'm just keeping it real. We keep it real here on the Tony Sands Show. You know, that happens, especially, you know, when you get, when you've been married and you've been married for so long, you know, you gotta, you, I mean, you gotta find all the, you know, all the remedies to find our way for your wife to touch you. So I'm telling you, but guys, that's only for if you're married, not you other guys. Only for the married folks. But let's get back to that,
really,
Shannon. Now, Seth,
really
that crap
the
does
athlete.
Not bleed, dude.
Really,
should
athlete.
We give him
that
liquids
topic
or anything?
Is something different. Say it again.
Should we give, you know, I see a lot of coaches giving guys liquids when they're cramping.
Yes. You need to hydrate yourself. Also, electrolyte imbalance is something that will cause muscle cramps. Electrolyte imbalance is minerals that we have in our body, and it's good for the function of muscle and nerves. So if you're a lack of water and lack of water, your electrolytes are gonna be low, which is gonna cause an imbalance and you're gonna cramp. So you gotta keep yourself fluid. During the game, Gatorade is the best thing because it's full of electrolytes. But without playing a game, you need to drink water a lot. Keep your body full of water.
So now, if I have a game on Saturday, and I know I'm gonna be in the hot sun. You know, an average person don't drink the adequate amount of water that their body needs. When should I start my drinking my drinking to fill me up? When should I start that?
Well, you should drink every day.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, a lot of the kids don't. They tend to want to drink a lot of Kool-Aid until they know it's coming up on a game. And then 24 hours before the game, they want to start drinking water. I would tell them to
drink a gallon of water. I mean, we all should drink about 6-8 bottles of water a day. And it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. You gotta stay hydrated. But just drinking a lot of water before the game, you're gonna fill yourself up with fluid. You're gonna be slow and sluggish. So they need to practice drinking water every day. That's the best way because they work out every day. They practice every day. They sweat every day. So you need to drink water every day. That keeps your body hydrated, and that will minimize the cramps. It's really simple if you just follow the protocol.
But now, Shannon, if someone needs a massage, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay. They can reach me at my cell phone number, 754-214-1017. I have a massage studio on the beach. The address is 3300 East Oakland Park Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33308. Or you can reach me on, check out my website. It's www.goldntouchtherapy.com.
Now give them that number one more time, Shannon, so that way I know there's some athletes out there that need those massages that are listening to this Tony Sands Show. You need to call him. I'm telling you, I use him for my pro athletes. So, you know, if I use him, you need to use him. Give him that number again, Shannon.
That's 754-214-1017. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer all questions you have.
You guys heard Shannon in the Shining Hour. Shannon, is there something that you want to leave our guests with at this time?
Okay. Stretch every day. Stretch in the morning and stretch at night. It takes about 10 minutes to stretch the whole body. If you have a pet, if you look at your dog, the first thing a dog does in the morning, that dog stretch. That dog goes to sleep, first thing you do is stretch. It's something that our body naturally needs to do, and we all need to do that as well to keep our body functioning properly.
So you heard it here on the Tony Sands Show in the Shannon Hour. Shannon is giving you tips on how you as an athlete can stay on the football field, because you can't make the club in the tub. I stated it again. You can't make the club in the tub, so you need to call Shannon and get him ready. Shannon, man, it was a pleasure to have you on. Each and every week you'll get a chance to get tips from Mr. Golden Touch himself here on the Tony Sands Show. Thank you, Shannon, for coming on, and I'll hit you up after the show, man, because we got to talk about some other ideas that me and you got to get into.
I'm down for it. All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. Now, we're at the hour in our show that I love, because I love this guest, because this guest is exciting, and she know how to pick her games, because she outpicked technically me and Brian this past week. Without further ado, we're going to bring on, I'm going to call her our NFL insider game pick female. We're bringing to the show, Quilla, you're going to ride with me throughout the show. Quilla, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for this week's pick? Now, you did good last week. I got to give it to you. You knew how to pick your games. But we're going to go into a commercial break. Quilla, I want you to stay there, because once you come back, we're going to get into the games. We're going to see who outpick who this second week of this show. And I'm going to tell you, next week, you're going to have a special guest that's going to pick games with us. One of the NFL top analysts is going to pick games with you next week. But stay on. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to a commercial break, and we will be back.
Okay.
Sensational, partisan, plus more. Clandra Sands, we decorate for your occasions, whether it's for weddings, baby showers, anniversaries, graduations, homecomings, charities, proms, and more. Give us a call. We have it all. She caters to all areas, Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade County. Ask about her affordable party packages. She has one to fit your party budget. Call 954-708-0581. Call and mention this ad and receive 50% off your services. Yes, you heard right. 50% off your services. That's Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands.
It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm a lonely. Homicide on the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Home time, looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a Aussie. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Straight to the top, that's for show. Two Glocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words come from my soul. My story had to be told. Let you see what I see and take you places I be. In my dreams I can fly. In the Lord I can find. Now I'm just flying high. It's made to be the light. And I, in my dreams I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. In the Lord I can find. It's made to be the light. It was all that I did. Now I rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for the suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything.
Now, I'm going to tell you, my producer, he forgot to bring his glasses tonight, folks. So when you heard that commercial and he said $50 off, I know you're probably saying 50% off. I know you said, wow. But it's not 50% off. It is $50 off. Let's not go crazy and start calling the phone. The number 954-708-0581 is the number you can call to reach Calandra. I'm telling you, her parties are out of sight. That's why high schools and companies call on her services to make their company look good. That is $50 off if you tell them that you heard it here on the Tony Sands Show this hour. Now, Quilla, are you ready?
Ready.
Man, Quilla, you don't sound like you're ready. Are you ready to pick these games with me?
I am ready. Do you hear me? I'm ready, Mr. Sands.
Hey, let's get down to it. We're going to go through a couple games this week because I want to see who picked better games, me, you, or Brian. Because I'm going to ask B who he takes. First game we're going to start off with is the Thursday night game tomorrow on the NFL Network between Seattle and San Francisco. Who you taking?
Well, Mr. Sands, I'm going to have to roll with Seattle, baby.
You rolling with Seattle? So you
want to roll with Seattle.
Mr. Wilson himself, one of the top young quarterbacks in the game.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. They playing in San Francisco, Quilla. And San Francisco play very well in San Francisco. On that one, we're going to split that. You take San Fran. I mean, you take Seattle. I'm taking San Francisco. B, who you telling?
I'm going with San Fran.
Oh, so I guess it's 2-1. I guess Brian said, hey, he joined me last week and picked the game and lost. He going to go with no, you going with me. You said, he said San Fran, Quilla. So you by yourself out there on that one.
That's right.
You on yourself.
I'm with him.
Now, let's go to the Dallas and Carolina game. They're playing in Carolina. Which team are you taking?
I guess I'll roll with Dallas. I really don't want to, but I guess I'll roll with Dallas.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Why you say you don't want to?
Whoa.
So you don't think Tony Romo going to be able to get the job? You don't think he's going to get the job, but you're going to roll with him because you're going to go against Cam Newton?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with you with Dallas, too. I'm going Dallas. I guess Brian's going Dallas, so that's a unanimous. That there is a unanimous pick. That is a unanimous pick. Green Bay and St. Louis, they're playing in St. Louis. That's a 1 o'clock game. Who you taking?
Jesus. I'm going to roll with Green Bay.
Oh, so you're going to roll. So you're rolling with your boy, with the Packers.
Yes, sir.
Is going to do his thing. Trust me, you, Aaron Rodgers, is going to do his thing. Okay, now, Baltimore and Houston.
Let's go to Baltimore.
You want to go to Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Baltimore.
Now, you got to understand now, they just lost two of their top defensive stars now. Ray Lewis ain't playing now.
I'm willing to take that chance.
You still rolling with Baltimore? That's what you're saying. Y'all heard?
I'm rolling with Baltimore.
Quilla, I got to dump you on that one. I got to dump you on that one. I got to go with Houston.
I'm still with Quilla on this one. I'm going with Baltimore.
Brian say he's going with Baltimore with you. I can't see it. They ain't gonna be able to stop nobody. They lost the top corner and they lost the top linebacker for the year. And y'all going with them? Okay, cool. I'm by myself on that one. I'll take it and run with it. Cleveland and Indianapolis. Number one.
Cleveland, baby.
Oh, so you going back. You going to Ohio on that one, huh?
That's yes, what said, sir.
Ohio. That's cool. I'm going to let you take Ohio. I'm going to let you take Ohio on that one. I am going to go ahead and myself, I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts in that one. Brian said he's going with the Colts. Okay. Here go a big one. Now, this is NFC. NFC. Washington and the Giants. Quilla, who you taking?
I think I'm going to take the Giants.
You going against RG3?
Yep. I'm rolling with the Giants, baby.
So you going with Eli Manning. That's, you saying Eli
yes,
Manning
sir.
Is your guy.
Eli.
I love me some Eli. Hey. All right. Well, guess what? I'm with you on that one. I'm taking the Giants. Right? Who you taking?
Ooh.
You act like you got that RG3 syndrome in you.
Yeah, I got RG3. I'm going RG3.
I'm going with the Giants. I'm going with Eli Manning. Because I want to see the salsa dance take place in the NFL, in the end zone.
In the end zone. Yes, sir.
I want to see the salsa dance get down. Okay, now this is a good one. This AFC implications. Both teams are 3-3. Ain't no one leading this division. Well, you should know what the heck I'm talking about. Because your team is in this division. The New York Jets and the New England Patriots. Quilla, who you taking?
I think I may have to roll with the Patriots on this one.
So you're rolling with the Patriots. Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'll roll with the Patriots.
Wait a minute. I don't know, man. I think on this one, I'm going with Tebow. I'm going with Tim Tebow.
You going with Tebow?
Brian said he's going with you. With New England, I'm going with the Jets. I got to take the Jets, Quilla. I got to take the Jets because I think the Jets is going to get it done for us. I'm going with the Jets. Jacksonville, Oakland, which one you take?
Jacksonville.
You going with Jacksonville?
I'm going with Jacksonville.
Quilla, that sounds like home team action, doesn't it?
Yeah, hey. You already know.
So, great, Quilla. You can't go with. All right, okay, since you're saying home team, I'm going to see how good you are now. New Orleans, Tampa Bay. New England, Tampa Bay. Go home team.
I'm going to stick with Jacksonville. It's a tough one, but I'm going to stick with Jacksonville.
All right. You mean, no, not in that one, Cooler. I said New Orleans, Tampa Bay. I ain't talking about Jacksonville.
New Orleans, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay over the best in the game? I'm going New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going to Tampa Bay over New Orleans.
I'm going with the team where the Super Bowl going to be at. I'm going with New Orleans. Brian, who you going with? I'm going to be a Saint. Drew Brees. I don't see him. I don't see nothing Tampa Bay got right now beating the Brees but a cocky football head coach. That's all.
That's it.
Brian going with you with Tampa.
They don't have nothing to lose. Yes. So. But they got to lose.
Wow.
You out there by yourself, Mr. Sands.
Yeah, hey, I'm used to standing like that. Strong men stand alone, huh? That's why I'm standing with the Drew Brees baby. Drew Brees is my guy. We're going to go to the Monday night game. Detroit and Chicago. And they're playing in Chicago.
The Windy City, I'm going with Chicago.
Chicago and Detroit, now?
I'm going with Chicago.
Oh, you going with Chicago?
I'm
going with home team.
You going to Chicago, too? Yeah, they playing in Chicago.
That's a guaranteed win.
I'm going with Detroit.
Chicago.
Who is going to stop Megatron?
Chicago.
No, who is going to stop Megatron? So, all right, Quilla. Well, now, when we come back next week, we're going to keep tallies on these games. We got to keep tallies. Like I said, next week we're going to have a special guest to the show that's going to pick games with us. One of the guys that's on the NFL Network is coming to the Tony Sands show to pick games against. I told him that you was a bad person. I told him you beat us last week.
Right. And I hope he's ready for football.
Yeah, because he said he want to. He got a pick against you. He said he think he could beat you. I told him, I said, you know, she got the best of me last week because I went with teams that I really didn't have no choice to go with, but I would go with them. Now, y'all see why I bring Quill on. I bring her expertise in this field is beyond the scope. Beyond the scope. Quilla, it was a pleasure having you on again each and every week. Tony Sands Show up under the NFL Hour. You are, I would call you the man, but you're the man. You are the lady of the hour.
Woohoo!
I'm going to call this the Quilla Hour of the show because this is the show, this is the time of the show when you get a chance to pick. And if anybody any time of the week want to call in and pick games against Quilla, call us at 530-413-9537 or 530-541-9537. 513-6472, and you'll get your opportunity to come on the Tony Sands Show and pick games with me, Quilla, and Brian. We're signing off here from the Tony Sands Show, another great show. Me, Tony Sands, Brian B. Love, and Quilla, the superstar NFL insider pick lady.